Report.
Coming up to 3 minutes to 1 o'clock. Today is World Radio Day. Many argued that radio would never survive after TV hit the planet in the last century. But this is definitely not the case. And you actually listen to your favorite radio station. So there you go. There's proof just for you. On the line is the head of the Wits Department of Journalism, Professor Frans Kruger. Good afternoon, Professor. Happy World Radio Day.
And happy World Radio Day to you, Ray. Thanks. Good to be here.
Now, radio has stood the test of time. Why do you think this is?
Well, I think one of the remarkable things about radio is that it fits into niches that other media just struggle to reach. So for one thing, in emergency situations where you have, for instance, the kinds of catastrophic hurricanes that we've had in the Caribbean, earthquakes, those kinds of situations, very often radio remains a possible kind of means of communication, and people here get to hear, you know, vitally important information in that way. In more urban settings, I mean, we find that radio, you know, fits into your life in a way that other media can't. You can do something else. You can be listening while you're driving, while you're cooking, while you're doing something else.
Yeah.
And so it fills a niche that really is quite unique.
It's interesting, though, with data becoming cheaper, will we see online stations becoming more accessible in cars, with traditional radio stations becoming less popular?
Well, there is obviously a swing to online, and it is so that, as you say, that streaming radio becomes more accessible even in cars. But I think that there remain obstacles. I mean, there is a capacity limit even on broadband, which benefits FM for now. And I think that in the future, what we will see is digital audio broadcasting, which will pick up that kind of slack. But of course, smart radio stations are covering the bases and making themselves available on podcasts, streaming, and whatever other platform is available.
You touched on digital radio there. Do we have enough choice now, though, when it comes to radio stations? If you look at the United States or the UK, it just seems to be a different picture there.
Well, I mean, what is enough in terms of choice? I mean, more choice is usually better as long as there's real choice and it's not just versions of the same thing. There's no question that as time goes on, our choices have increased and they will continue to increase, particularly, as I say, if and when we do get digital audio broadcasting. But much like DTT, digital television, there is that much more space on the dial for additional services.
And of course, we have to roll this out. We're a little bit behind, aren't we, when it comes to rolling out our digital platforms? If you look at some of these Scandinavian countries, they've started already.
Well, yes. I mean, DTT, of course, as everybody knows, has been stuck for a really long time. I mean, one hopes that now there will be some movement. And there's been hardly any discussion here about digital radio broadcasting. There are trials on air, thanks to the NAB, the National Association of Broadcasters, and a couple of players. But there's been no real movement in that direction. I mean, some Scandinavian countries, Norway specifically, have begun switching off traditional FM.
Yeah.
I don't think that's going to happen here for a very long time to come for all sorts of reasons, but there is a trend there that we need to be aware of.
Bottom line is radio survives. Head of the Wits Department of Journalism, Professor Frans Kruger, thanks for joining us this afternoon on the Midday Report.